This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The international effort to help tsunami victims has been hobbled by a lack of organization. That's hardly a surprise. When governments and aid organizations arrive at a disaster, no one is in charge. So tsunami relief workers have had to create their own systems to coordinate efforts. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on how that's working in Banda Aceh, Indonesia.
There are still devastated areas of western Sumatra that have yet to see their first relief worker. Other places have swarms of doctors and nurses. So aid groups are trying to even things out. In Banda Aceh this week, about 100 people from 24 organizations gathered in the shade of a mango tree.
Thank you very much for coming and your help.
Today's MC is a doctor named Vijay from the World Health Organization.
Everybody, welcome. We have some tea and water for you. Still waiting for biscuits to come.
Most of the people here are foreigners, and many know each other from other disasters. Then there are some local people. They were living here when the tsunami took out the town, and now they're part of the relief effort.
Like Ibu Chut Idawani here, she's working for Save the Children, and her husband is still missing. We are praying every day.
Every day, the UN convenes a general meeting to coordinate all aspects of disaster relief in Banda Aceh. But this is a special session, just on health. Ron Waldman is one of the forces behind this meeting. He's the WHO's Emergency Response Coordinator in Banda Aceh. He wants everyone here to know what everyone else is doing.
It's not even the introduction, I think, that is the most important. It's really the information that gets shared.
14 hours and countless meetings later, Waldman is sitting on the porch of WHO's office. He says he's been at plenty of other disasters and never seen aid groups get together voluntarily to coordinate. Waldman says even as the relief effort gets organized, it remains difficult. Cell phones rarely work. Trucks are stopped by washed-out bridges. The small airport is overwhelmed. Despite that, Waldman is encouraged because groups are cooperating. As proof, he points to a new system to spot disease outbreaks. It was organized by WHO, UNICEF, and the Indonesian Ministry of Health.
We instituted our disease reporting system, and the day after we did that, we received a report from an NGO, Doctors of the World from France, that they had seen a case of measles in one of their clinics.
Dr. Yus Harman is director of epidemiology at the Indonesian Ministry of Health. He says coordination among the aid groups is good right now. The challenge will be to keep it that way as the aid groups switch their focus from immediate health needs to long-term ones.
For the future, I hope that we start not just looking for critical period, but also looking after that rehabilitation and also reconstruction.
Organizing the reconstruction effort will require more than frequent meetings among aid workers. For starters, it will mean organizing the airport and helicopter landing sites around Banda Aceh. A steady stream of planes and helicopters brings food and water and medical supplies for locals, as well as everything volunteers need to set up house. Disaster relief consultant Claude Deville de Goyer surveys the results at a field near the airport.
Everyone is bringing its own supplies, and they are dropped any place in their airway on the side. So I tried to inventory and register what is coming. It's going to be a very big challenge.
Deville sees another major organizational challenge. On board a flight back to Jakarta, he says he'd like to see more Indonesians involved in leading the relief effort.
If we don't give them a bigger role, there will be a lot of resentment building up, and we'll have problems in the future of access for relief organizations, for NGOs, and for humanitarian organizations.
And already, it may not be so easy to get foreigners in. The Indonesian government has just placed restrictions on aid workers traveling in regions near Banda Aceh. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.